Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with The Wall Street Reporter. Joining us today is Ross Beaty, CEO and chairman of Magma Energy Corporation, which trades on the Toronto Stock Exchange, and the ticker symbol is MXY. And they are a geothermal company which operates, develops, explores, and acquires geothermal energy projects. Thanks for joining us today, Ross.
My pleasure.
Great. Now, before we get into the acquisition of HS Orca, perhaps you could start off with a brief background on the company and the project, just to bring it into context.
Absolutely. I'll start with talking about Magma Energy and our roots and a little bit of our background and kind of our mission, and then I think you'll understand very much how this latest acquisition fits in the company's picture. So I've had a long career in the resource development. I've built many mining companies, some large and some small. The largest was Pan American Silver, which evolved into a world-class, second-largest silver mining company in the world over the last 15 years. In 2007, I retired from that company and decided to build something green, something that would be an environmental-focused company, yet would still involve my own background in resource development. And if you think about it, geothermal is absolutely perfect in that context. It fits in perfectly because it's resource development. It's in the same geological environment that mines occur, the same countries to a large degree. It requires a lot of capital. And it's just an ideal thing for me to use my 24 years in public markets and capital markets experience to help build a company really, which is a great environmental company because geothermal is clean, renewable power. I looked around. I didn't see any other company that was doing it in a really focused way, trying to build a really great pure play for equity investors who want exposure to geothermal companies. And I thought this is an absolutely perfect business to get into. So in early 2008, I started the company from scratch. Our mission was and is today to build the largest preeminent geothermal energy company in the world. And it's not exactly rocket science. You start with a great management team. So I've gone around and tried to poach and hire the best talent we can find in all aspects of this company, in resource development, engineering, geology, administration, legal, investor relations, build a great management team. We've been going like crazy acquiring properties that allow us to grow and build resources in the ground through discovery, through acquisition. And we've gone out to try to build a real operating company as quickly as possible. Now, it takes time to develop geothermal resources. If you start from scratch, if you start in the discovery and the drilling stage, it takes several years to develop producing assets. So I didn't want to wait until we had that happen. We wanted to go out and try to actually acquire producing plants, and so far we've put two operating companies or operating businesses into our portfolio. So we've had a couple of years of very, very rapid growth. Magma went public in early July this year. We raised $110 million in our IPO, very triple oversubscribed, and we've now, from a standing start a year and a half ago, we've built what I think is already a sustainable business. With one of the strongest management teams in the industry, one of the best asset positions in the industry, and we've only just begun. We're still absolutely on a fast-track growth trajectory, and I have great, great hopes that this company will become an industry standard over the medium term. In the context of all of that history, we just closed earlier this week the purchase of a 32% stake in Iceland's largest privately owned geothermal company, HS Orca. We already owned an 11% stake, and going from 43 plus 11, we actually now have 32% plus 11%, we now have about a 43% stake in the company, the last 2% of which we won't actually pay for and finish off until next March. But now we have a very large position in this core, large producing plant in Iceland, one of the best geothermal countries in the world, that we think will power our company to bigger and better things for the long term through production of what we already bought, which is 175 megawatt geothermal production in Iceland, and growth of another 230 megawatts over the next 5 years. It's a core holding for us. and it's an excellent complement to the other geothermal plant that we own in Nevada and all of our exploration properties which currently exist in Nevada, Utah, Oregon, Nicaragua, Chile, Peru, and Argentina. So that's why we did our deal in Iceland, and we look forward to great things coming from that holding in the years to come.
Great. So you as mentioned, you now have a 43% stake in HS Orca, and so can you bring us up to speed on some of your other properties, Soda Lake and McCoy?
Absolutely.
As well as so some of the other projects.
In terms of the mission, I've described our crystal clear, very simple mission, which is to build the world's preeminent pure play geothermal power company. How you get there is you discover geothermal resources, you build and operate geothermal plants, and you acquire. And through all of that, if you do it well, you should outperform other peer companies, and you should actually deliver superior returns to your shareholders, which is at the end of the day the reason we exist. We think in this business, discovery is a great part of creating shareholder wealth, just like it is in oil and gas companies and mining companies. It's a great thing you can do by drilling holes and discovering new resources. It's not something that you can do in wind or solar plants, but it's something that geothermal has going for it, much like, as I said, oil and gas and mining companies, where a good management team should outperform a bad management team in the business of discovery. So to that end, Magma now has 23 properties, which we've acquired for their geothermal potential. Some are in Nevada, some are in Oregon, Utah, and some are in Latin America. These are areas we know very, very well. I've worked in these areas for the last 30 years personally in the minerals resource business. And they're places where large geothermal resources are known to exist. What we have to do now is we have to spend the right amount of money in geophysical exploration, geology, geochemistry, and drilling holes in the ground to outline and then develop the geothermal resources that we think underlie our properties. Now, in Nevada, we acquired most of our properties in July this year and in July last year in lease auctions that the Bureau of Land Management ran. These are properties that have great potential. We think there's potential for around 200 megawatts from these properties. McCoy has about 80, and so on. We've got three or four other properties that have tangible outlined reports on them that outline known resources. And we are going through right now the purgatory of permitting these properties, which is a precursor to doing physical exploration on them. We hope to finish the permitting in the next quarter or so, allowing us to drill, do geophysics, and then drill these properties later on in 2010. Some of the money will be our own, and some of the money will be coming from the Department of Energy, which gave us a $10 million grant towards co-funding drilling programs on two of our properties, Soda Lake and McCoy. But also, besides those projects, we'll also be aggressively working on our international properties, which currently exist, as I said, in Nicaragua, Argentina, Chile, and Peru. The most important of those, and most of, I would say 90% of our effort in 2010, will really be on one of those properties, which is called Maule in southern Chile, where we made a major discovery of a geothermal resource, 140 megawatt geothermal resource, in June this year, through a drilling program we carried out in early 2009. And so most of our effort in 2010 will be on our Nevada properties and on the Maule property in Chile, which we hope to continue to define and expand and move all of these projects towards ultimate development into producing geothermal operations.
Well, great. And so talk about some of those market trends as far as geothermal energy and how well the company is positioned to capitalize on them.
Sure. So geothermal, our business is all about generating electricity from geothermal power. What we do is we drill holes into hot water resources in the ground that are under great pressure and are high temperature, 400 to 500 degrees Fahrenheit, for example. And when we intersect a resource, put a drill hole into it, the hot steam comes to surface, generates electricity through driving a turbine. We then cool the water and put it back in the ground. And thus, it's a repeatable, renewable energy system that is totally unpolluting. It's green, it's clean, it goes day and night. It has more than 90% capacity compared to, say, 25% for wind and 20% for solar. Geothermal goes day and night, and the source of power is free. It's from the Earth's heat. So it's a great business. It generates large, huge cash flow compared between the operating revenue and the operating cost. The two negatives in the business are that it requires a lot of capital up front. It requires about $4 million per megawatt of power to generate, and it requires it's got some drilling risk in the business. There's intrinsic risk in the drilling phase. Therefore, the business plan supports, or the business supports a business plan that is a scaled business plan. Size really matters in this business. You need to have a diversified asset package so you can drill 20 properties, of which you might only succeed on 5 or 10 of them, and you're going to bomb out on 5 on 10 of them. So if you have a staying power to go right to the full 20, you're going to have a business that succeeds and creates wealth in exploration. If you only have one or two properties, you probably won't. The bigger you are, the less your cost of capital to develop these properties. So we're going for size. We're trying to be an industry, the best pure play in the industry for equity investors. We're trying to build a very, very large business here. The industry structure allows us to do that because there's very few people in the business today trying to have this business plan. There's a bunch of little players, and there's a bunch of very, very large players like Chevron and Calpine that aren't totally focused on this. They're utilities or they're big oil companies. And we think there's a great opportunity for Magma to take advantage of this lack of institutional quality pure plays in the industry that will allow us to build the go-to stock in the business for equity investors. There's a ton of interest in geothermal among equity investors, interest from clean tech investors, from alternative energy investors, from general energy investors that simply want a great low-cost power source from renewable energy. There's interest in power investors. There's interest from growth stock investors, resource investors generally. So there's a lot of investors looking for a way they can play a company that has a great mission, a pure play, that is sizable, that has liquidity in the marketplace, and accessibility to them, that has a good communications record, a management team that's strong with a good track record. And we think we've got all of those. So we're really trying to build on this and build a great company that our shareholders will be really proud of and a long-term sustainable company.
So in terms of the way that the company works within your sector, how important are alliances and joint ventures as a part of your business model?
Well, I've often get asked that question, and I guess the answer is, joint ventures work. They reduce your risk. We would own a property. We'd bring in a financial partner to share some of the financial risk. But if we are good, and we think we are, at outlining the best properties to go and drill on, and if you have as a business plan to become the largest producer of geothermal power on the planet, the more you joint venture projects, the less you can achieve that because, of course, you only own half of a project or 40% or 60% of a project instead of all of it. So joint ventures are available for us, but we will, generally speaking, not want to do joint ventures as a primary business plan, only as a secondary business plan, where we might find a slew of projects that we just simply cannot take all on, but we'd like to test them all and maybe joint venture some of our risk. So I wouldn't say never say never. There's many good reasons to do certain joint ventures, but it won't be a general business strategy of ours going forward.
Well, good. And so what are some of the factors that makes Magma unique from some of the players in your sector?
I would say the most unique thing is our focus on really trying to build a very large business that's a pure play. It's almost like a custom-created company for equity investors to get exposure to this space. I did it in the silver business. I took a company from nothing to become the largest pure play silver, the largest primary silver mining company on the planet by 2007. That was, again, looking at the public market, realizing nobody was doing it, and putting our heads down and building a great operating company that actually achieved that objective. And we had a premium for that simplicity and the simple mission and the achievability of it and the execution that we had in it. And we still, I'm still very, very proud of that. So we're trying to do it again in the geothermal business. We think it's a very good mission, something that will generate great returns for shareholders, and something we're absolutely dedicated to achieving in the short term, meaning the next, say, 4 to 5 years.
Well, good. And so can you walk us through your background and experience, Ross, as well as that of some of the key management over at Magma Energy?
Sure. I've got a long record. I've run public companies in the resource development business. I've run public companies for 24 years now in the mineral space. I've built 8 companies. I've sold seven of them. The surviving company is Pan American Silver, which is listed on the Toronto and the NASDAQ exchanges. It's, as I say, it's a multi-billion-dollar company now. It's got 7,000 employees, and it's got a tremendous it's a tremendous company in its own right. So I'm very, very proud of that, and we're trying to replicate that background in Magma. I'm a geologist by training, company builder, entrepreneur, call it what you want. Fundamentally, we're you know, this part of my life, really, I'm trying to build a company that is kind of a, you could say, almost a legacy company for me. This is a great business because geothermal is clean power. It's kind of, it lasts forever in the human context. It goes on for hundreds and hundreds and thousands of years. It's a wonderful form of power for the planet. That's a very nice thing to be happy about, building a company that is devoted to that. And it's a great business. If you actually look at geothermal, not only is it the cleanest form of power generation, it's also the cheapest. If you look on, say, a 20 or 25-year time frame, geothermal has high front-end costs, very low operating costs, extremely low operating costs. It has a high capacity factor, over 90% availability, in other words, and it has no fuel cost compared to, say, gas or coal or oil, where you actually have to buy your fuel and you're subject to commodity price risk for all of those things. Geothermal has no fuel cost, but it's got this high front-end cost you've got to get over, and that means you've got to have a business we're going to be a fairly big capital consumer for the first few years, and then we should be a very significant capital generator. So that's kind of where I fit in. I'm full of beans on this. I know capital markets pretty well, and I'm going to use all my experience of successfully building companies in the last 24 years on Magma. It's my only company right now that I'm focusing on, and I'm really, really, absolutely. Absolutely, feet to the pedal.
So, what are some of the goals and objectives that you hope to accomplish here over the course of the next 12 months for Magma?
Next 12 months, you know what? It's very much going to be like what we've done in the last 12 months. There's no rocket science here. We're not trying to use any black box technology or develop anything fancy. All we're doing is putting our heads down, working hard, drilling holes, building plants, making a great team of people work even better together. And raising the amount of capital to execute our business plan. If we do all of that well, we're definitely going to generate great returns for our shareholders, and that's, at the end of the day, the number one mission.
Well, great. And in terms of the company's investment story, do you think that it's understood by the and appreciated by the financial community?
We have now been a public company for not quite 6 months. We already have 10 or 11 analysts that cover us. I think we have 11 analysts that cover us, or soon will. We might have 10 now. We're having one more coming up in the new year. I think the recognition of the investment community to Magma's existence now as a young but a institutional quality public company, it really showed to me that the industry wanted a name like Magma, wanted a management team like Magma, and didn't have one. We've been really embraced by the financial community. We're liquid now. We trade a lot of shares on the Toronto Stock Exchange, although we have plans to list the company in the new year in the United States when we've been public in Canada for 12 months, which will be by next July. We have plans to list the stock in the U.S. And I think, you know, I think really I'm very pleased at the reception, and I think we're going to have even a better year next year. Just deliver all that we promise we can deliver and that we've already delivered. Our stock's up 25% from the IPO price, and I think we've got a very good shot at outperforming the index, any other index, and most other companies in 2010.
Well, great. And so once again joining us today is Ross Beaty, CEO and Chairman of Magma Energy Corp., which trades on the Toronto Stock Exchange. Ticker symbol is MXY. Currently trading at $1.79 a share. Now, before we conclude, Ross, just quickly, why do you believe that investors should consider Magma as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Oh heck, I think I've already given a lot of reasons for that already. We're extremely focused. We've got a winning business plan. We are executing well. I just think it's a low risk chance that we will not achieve superior investment returns for our shareholders through executing the plan to build the world's preeminent pure-play geothermal power company.
Well, thanks for the quick summation, and we certainly do look forward to continuing to attract the company's growth and report on your future progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time here to update our investors.
I very much appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.